Who is starting this episode? I guess I am technically because I'm talking into the microphone. Okay, cool. Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Mindcastle with no S on the end. So if you follow us at all, you may or may not have heard a number of times where we're like, we're going to go skydiving. It's going to be awesome. Reg is going to push me out of the airplane and all this fun stuff. Well, prepare your ears, my friends, because it is finally happening. We are currently on the road to the amazing skydiving location. I'm here with Regan, my brother, obviously, because you know him, because you listen to our podcast, I'm sure. So yeah, we're going to go skydiving today. We are doing a little bit of recording with video as well. So we'll put that in the show notes as far as the videos, whenever they're released on our YouTube channels. It'll be a little bit probably till that comes out. So yeah, here we are. What else should we say, Regan?
So my main question here for you is you how are you feeling? So we're about to climb into an airplane, and you're going to perfectly good airplane. We're gonna spend 20 minutes circling up above the earth, and then you're going to plummet for a mile straight. That's how far you're gonna fall. How are you feeling about that? Are you questioning your life choices at this point in time?
Well, I'll be honest, I'm more questioning my life choices as far as quitting caffeine than I am about this decision of going skydiving. No, I am not nervous, worried, anxious, fearful at all in the slightest. I don't know why exactly. Okay, how do I feel? I feel great. I feel unrattled, settled, grounded.
Unrattled?
Yeah. Yes, I unrattled. I am not rattled at this moment. Although your driving does scare me a little bit, so that is a thing. No, I'm actually kind of excited about it because here's the thing. A while back, I came face to face with my subconscious, my fear, panic, all that fun stuff, when I nearly drowned with my best friend Caleb. And so ever since then, I have had a very clear understanding of how out of control we are with our terror side of things. And ever since then, I'm like, dude, I got to figure out how to gain more control of this. And so I love putting myself in situations that push that. And so skydiving is going to be like the ultimate test of that so far, I think. I don't think there's anything that'll top that I've done. So I'm majorly looking forward to it. See how my brain reacts and copes and dies and all that fun stuff. So right now we're on the way to the place area thing to jump out of a perfectly good airplane and cascade towards the earth in dramatic fashion and loud fashion probably. Reagan and I will probably sit down and record a little bit more of the episode of after the fact, what it was like. And then that'll probably be the end of the episode, I would guess, at that point, depending on how long that goes. We also want to do another episode a little while later, maybe a couple weeks later when I have a little bit more time to process and think about all the cool stuff that happened and learned and watch the video again and all that fun stuff. And then we'll probably make another episode talking about it, which I'm very excited about. Okay, well, we're going to sign off and catch you guys after we end up landing. Hello, people on Mind Castle Podcast. Finally, it has happened. We have went skydiving. try number 4 for me. So I just landed like 10 minutes ago, 5 minutes ago, somewhere in there. So yeah, it was pretty great. I wasn't very rattled on the way up at all. What's this episode supposed to even be about? My reaction or something? Honestly, I don't remember very much of it. So like just the, I remember watching, what's his name, Caleb?
Carter.
No, the other guy, the video guy.
Bruce.
I remember watching Bruce fly over and like try to fist bump us and seeing, like just watching him fly around and stuff. But honestly, there wasn't really any like, it was brain overload, but not like fear. It was just like, yeah, I don't know. It was just like, it went by really, really fast.
The thing with skydiving, there is nothing we have experienced in life that is like it. Because we live in a two-dimensional world. You're tied to the ground. Even when you're in an airplane, you're still tied to something. But when you're skydiving, you're not. You're just, you're flying. Your body's flying through the air, basically. And there's no, like, our brain doesn't have a box for it. So the first couple of jumps, at least for me, like I have very little memory. I even remember like almost like getting tunnel vision, almost blacking around the edges because my brain was trying to focus in on just like how alien, like everything about it's so alien. So it's actually fairly common to not remember tons and tons of details outside of like, this is the like the weirdest thing I've ever experienced in my life. Because it is. You probably never will experience something that alien again. Like your body is never in that kind of environment. It's just bizarre. And our poor brains just kind of don't know what to do with it, which is kind of cool. So, yeah. So anyway, well, you said it felt like being underwater, right? You want to unpack that a little bit?
I think what made it feel like it was like I was underwater was the like air going up my nose, because the pressure pushing up literally in your nostrils is so strong because you're falling so fast. It literally feels like you're underwater like 10 feet. And it's just like pushing, like I kept catching myself like not wanting to breathe, because I was like, it actually brought back that sense of being underwater. It was very strange. It's weird the things you think about in that moment, because like, well, first of all, I remembered to like pull my legs up right away. And then I remember to pull my chin back and look for our video dude, to look for Bruce. And then, yeah, other than that, everything was just, it was weird. I was like, I remember people saying that they forget to breathe while they're skydiving, so I guess I should do that. And or like just looking around, seeing the clouds, like watching Bruce fly around, trying to fly, even though like no matter what I moved, it didn't really change anything. We just kept falling the same way, like no matter where I moved my arms. But the coolest part was probably for me was just like pulling the chute. So like, yeah, we sped up really, really quickly, and then the chute caught and we were just like floating there. That was actually really, really cool, very chill. That's the part I think that was coolest for me, because it was, my brain had less of a category for that and more time to like observe it. So falling, there was no sense of direction. Like I couldn't see anything, so I didn't know how fast we were falling, none of that. Just like it was just, my brain didn't have a category for it, so it just like blocked it out almost. Like I remember something, but like the sensation of falling only lasted for like 3 or 4 seconds. And then after that, I just remember like these weird thoughts of thinking things of like, you know, breathe and like look around and like, I tried taking snapshots of things to remember of stuff. And so that was good, like clouds and, you know, Carter and all this stuff. But then when the shoot happened, we're like floating around, flying, which was awesome. And he was letting me run it and stuff. And so, yeah, we did like some swirls and it was cool. But like there, like depth perception is totally off. Like you can't judge anything. And so it just like, your brain is just like, what is happening? But yet it lasts for a long time. And so like, that was pretty cool. So yeah, it's kind of trippy. But so like my heart rate got up to the highest 90. Yeah, I was around 100, somewhere in there in the plane, but I didn't feel the like adrenaline rate. I did not have any adrenaline really, except when we started doing the whirls. I felt it then. Not really much fear either, because there again, like my brain couldn't even register it. But I checked my heart rate when we were like in the canopy, and it was like 130, which is really high. But it was cool. Carter and I were just shooting the breeze up there. But that would be the funnest part, as being solo, is like you're up there by yourself, it's quiet. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, I think the canopy ride is in my mind the best, or some of the best part of it. You're just hanging in the sky. Like it feels so strange. You're just suspended in the sky by yourself. You're just floating around. Feels really odd. Yeah. It's kind of flying, but it's kind of just hanging out. Like
yeah,
you can't tell
you're falling.
Yeah.
You can't tell like at all you're falling.
Yeah, because you're under this canopy, and yeah, it's because it's going slowly towards the ground, so you don't really notice you're getting lower, and you just feel like you're just in the sky. Like, it's kind of hard to describe, and it's pretty great. Anyway, we did this more as an experiment on psychology, and I think the big one is our brains have categories of how things work, and there are different things in life that break those categories, skydiving being one of them. And occasionally it's really good for us, for our minds, to kind of break those categories and expand the world of possibility, so to speak, to kind of break through that barrier and say, oh, this is something that I can experience. Like you said, you didn't really have that much fear. It could probably more so because your brain like couldn't even compute it, so to speak.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't have any kind of box to explain getting out of an airplane and just falling. Like that is not something that we do. So the poor brain just kind of like, there's several responses, either like total freak out mode. Some is just, it completely shuts down. Some of it kind of like what you had is fixating on details is pretty common, where you just like hone in, like, I don't know what to do, so I'm going to zero in on what at least I know what to do, which they told you, like, lift your legs and, you know, remember to breathe and all that stuff. So you like fixate on that because you have nothing else. The poor brain can't think of anything else to do. And it's just freaking out. It's bizarre. So what did you learn, and can you recommend it?
First of all, I thought of a way to give an analogy for it, or like a correlate it. There we go. Words. So like it's, if you've ever injured yourself, you know, have you ever like, I don't know, cut yourself, and there's that like 2 or 3 second gap where you're just like, oh, I cut myself. And then you're like, then you freak out, right? So like that first little section of just like, oh, we're falling out of an airplane. Cool. Like, it doesn't even like register like, oh wow, like we're actually like plummeting to our death if we didn't have a parachute. Like, that doesn't even like register. It was kind of strange. But like, I felt like I was pretty conscious through most of it, like even falling down. I was just like, he told me to keep my chin up. I was like, I kind of want to just like look around. So like, oh, just like look around at the ground and stuff. It was really pretty up there, by the way. But what you said about psychology is really good, and a lot of it, expanding our horizons, expanding our expectations as well of reality. It's really cool, in a safe way. Obviously, be careful with this stuff. For me, it was a lot more control of like, how much in control of myself am I, of the primordial side of my brain. Like my subconscious, the fear, all of that, how much can I control that and still be able to function in the midst of that? And I don't think I have a way of gauging how well I did yet, but all things considering, I think I did pretty well. Like, it felt like I did well. Like, I felt like I was present through most of it. So for me, that was a good learning experience of just pushing myself outside of that comfort zone and learning to stay kind of grounded and mellow through all of it. I can't really think of it. I'll probably think of things that I've learned, but okay, I do remember one thing. That feeling of like, oh, this isn't so bad, like right after leaving the plane, like jumped out and like, yeah, that thing of, wow, I'm in a plane with a door open, I mean, this has never happened before, kind of hit me a little bit. But then we were like going out, stepping on the ledge and then jumping. There was no, like there was fear and stuff. But then as soon as we jumped, it was just like, whoa, this is like the coolest thing ever. Like, it just like everything, just like all whatever fear I did have or anxiety or whatever, just like disappeared, which was kind of cool. Took me forever to get my foot on that ledge though, because the wind kept blowing it. I forgot. I couldn't remember what order to like do everything in, but I put my foot out there and it was like the wind kept blowing it, and like that was actually probably good because it helped. It like made me focus on something, and that might have like helped me stay a little bit more present instead of just like being out of it. But yeah, I think a lot of it was, okay, actually, here's one thing. So, you know the saying, a coward dies 1,000 deaths, a courageous person only dies once. And basically meaning that a coward plays the event, the terrible thing or whatever it is, over and over and over in his mind, and hence he dies 1,000 deaths. And I think this was more a case of that, of like, here's this really scary thing. This could be like really terrifying if I allowed my brain to go there. And if I like overthought it and like really hard, like really focused on it and focused on what could go wrong, everything that's terrible. Cause you know, he does like 6 checks with you to make sure you're good. Like, that's a little bit, it's like, you like, you know, what are you adjusting? You know, that sort of thing. So it's a little scary, but yeah, just like controlling my mind in like the 30 minutes beforehand in the plane ride up, you know, all that, just like keeping a lid, not like suppressing it, but just like controlling it, I guess, was kind of a big thing.
Yeah, I think the biggest lesson here is when you are encountering something like this, be it skydiving or something else, the lead up to it is generally fear or anxiety or trepidation. You know, the night before, you're like, oh man, I can't believe we're doing this. Or on the plane, it's like, I can't believe it. This is crazy. You know, there's a maybe not as much fear, but there's just that part that just says, this is insane. You know, this is crazy. And then when you actually jump, then you've like pushed through to the other side of it, and then it's awesome. Like, it's just great. So the question is then, what do you need all the fear for, like leading up to that? So the point that you're at the most danger is the point where you have the least amount of fear, which is kind of crazy to think about, because you have all this fear when you're perfectly safe inside the airplane. But then when you're actually free falling through the sky, plummeting towards the earth like a rock, it's like you're feeling amazing. This is great, you know? And it's kind of trippy how our brains will do that to ourselves. And often that's how it is. What you said, the coward dies a thousand deaths before it ever happens, because you're letting yourself fixate on those all that stuff. And I think the biggest lesson is just push through the fear, like to the other side. Like don't avoid it, but actually like go through it. And you'll find that it's often not as bad as our brains tell us, because our brains do tend to exaggerate things a lot. Yeah. And either way, I obviously am a big advocate of skydiving. I think more people should do it. But you know what, maybe it doesn't have to be skydiving, like something like that that helps you face those fears and push through to the other side instead of avoiding that. And don't do stupid stuff. We're not saying do stuff that, like right now we're driving on the way home, we are at way higher risk of injury driving home as we are skydiving. You know, skydiving is incredibly safe, but you know, find those things that do kind of stretch you a little bit and help you push through to the other side. I think it's good for you. It's good for a person. Anyway, would you recommend it to people?
Yeah, I think so. I don't have a reason why not to. So, I mean, other than the money, make sure you go to a good place that has good reviews. Yeah, like I went to one up in Pennsylvania that was just like, yeah. And I'm talking to my instructor some, like there's a few places that he was like, yeah, probably steer clear of this spot and that spot. And like, oh, this place over here had some wild stories, you know, stuff like that. So just like, you know, don't just go anywhere just because they skydive. Make sure you feel comfortable and safe with your dude before you jump with him. But yeah, I would recommend it. I'm trying to think more. I would maybe leading up to it, I would have done a little bit more research of like watching videos of it and like know what I'm getting into, because then it helps prepare your brain and then you can probably remember more of it, you know, or like beforehand have build expectations of like, I want to remember this, or I want to like think about this when I'm up there, or because if you just wait until the moment, you won't remember. But that's all based on the experience. I would definitely say do something like that that stretches you, that grows you, because yeah, it's the leading up to it part that most people lose it in. That's where most of the preparation and stuff is. And it's a great analogy of stepping through your fear. So yeah, I'd recommend it. Full send, do it. It's a good time. Come down to our area and we'll take you. And I'll see. I'm gonna think about it more, but I'm pretty sure that I'm gonna pursue getting my certification in that, just because, yeah, that was pretty awesome. And just being, so like we went in a wind tunnel that one time, and you get to like practice like flying, you know, like as if you were solo skydiving. You're not, it's just a big fan, obviously, but it is ridiculously hard. And so like just even that aspect of it, of like, I wanna learn to do this just because it's gonna be really difficult. Like thinking back to me falling down there, I couldn't imagine trying to think through all of my training of like, what's this hand signal mean? What's like, you know, yeah, all that stuff you got to keep in your head. Like, wow. So like, just like learning how to compute through that, I think would be really good for me. So yeah, I'll think about it some more, but I'll probably do that at some point. Get Marcus down here and we'll go together.
Yeah, well, so this is the lengths we go to for you, the audience, to create fun content. That was. We have tried and tried. It's like now the end of June, and we've been trying since March to do this. We went all the way up there twice, and because of gusting winds, they canceled it. And then we were going to go a third time, and then they finally just called and said, you know what? Don't even try, because every time you guys try, the winds just pick up. So we had tried three times, then Austin was in Pennsylvania and tried to go with a friend, and then you guys had wind up there. Oh, it's just been a nightmare. But finally, got a beautiful day, and away we went. I will say, yeah, like, so I got my license, and I'm not sure when this will get posted, but I'm going to put a video up on my YouTube channel, like why I did it and what I learned and so forth, because it was quite the experience. And you're exactly right what you're saying. It is utterly overwhelming when you're soloing, or like when you're training, because you have to remember all these procedures and really stay on top of everything, and altitude and hand signals with your instructors and all this stuff while plummeting towards the earth. And you only have like 45 seconds to get it all right and stuff. And wow, it was probably the hardest skill I've ever learned. It just takes a lot of work. And the cool thing with skydiving, the people in it are, at least at our drop zone, it's a really good drop zone. They're very, very safe and pretty, they're serious professionals. And I like that. It's a lot of fun working with guys like that. It's not just a gung-ho crowd, I guess. Yeah, you really should get your license, and then we could come up here and train together. Yeah, that would be amazing. If I can get my coach rating, maybe I could even help coach you. That would be cool. So anyways, we'll see.
Cool. So thank you for waiting for, you know, like 6 months for us to do this. sorry about the wait. So yeah, thanks for listening to this podcast, and it is very much appreciated if you tell your friends about this and share it. We greatly appreciate it, and we're having a ton of fun making these, so there's plenty more to come. We have been taking a slight break just because we've both been traveling and gone and very busy, so we're hoping to get back into it soon. But yeah, as always, you can find us on all the interwebs at our names, austintrock.com, regantrock.com, and keep an eye on our YouTube channels because we're both going to be making videos about this shortly. So yeah, anyway, I hope you enjoyed this episode, and we'll catch you in the next one.